Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Welcome to Conversations That Heal. This is your host, Susan Jacoby. Self-love is not a privilege for the select few. It is a human right. You are entitled to it like you are entitled to breathe the air. Do you practice self-love? Do you know why you bring it into your life, or do you know why you don't bring it into your life? I talk about self-love on Conversations That Heal. Countless people talk about it. They do their podcast about it. They write articles and books about it. They give speeches about it. And all this knowledge being shared, for me, making it a daily practice, a subconscious action, has been a challenge and at times exhausting. Every time one makes a choice to introduce a new pattern in how they live their life, it takes focus to make it a habit. I've heard that it takes 21 to 28 days to make an action a habit. Throughout my life, and I'm going to be very transparent with you, I have learned a lot from mimicking people whose behaviors I want to bring into my life. Sometimes certain behaviors are easier to repeat than others. Sometimes it takes focus to remind myself to change my action. And at other times, I become frustrated with the changing of my habit and I simply choose to drop it. Or sometimes I'll just forget it, not be committed to it at all. Like clockwork, all of my unfavorable actions stem from survival patterns that I either picked up or created to live through my years of child abuse. I feel like a bird pecking at her shell, working to get out, and unlike the other birds around her, she cannot, no matter how hard she tries, she cannot break free from her shell. She may have removed all about 5% of her shell. She may not even be aware that that piece of shell is still hanging on her. She may have found a way to fly like the other birds and, using her intuition, know that something is weighing her down. Either way, she created a way to fly with the burden of this small piece of shell attached to her wing. Can you relate to that bird? Can you relate to being held down by something that you don't even know is there? Being able to find a way to live your life while avoiding whatever it is that you're trying to ignore? While you're thinking about all that, I want to take a minute out to remind you of my book, How to Love Yourself, Hope After Child Abuse. I wrote this book to share similar struggles from a childhood of abuse. The book will help you to understand your feelings and move into a life as defined by you. Most importantly, my book will show you that you are not alone on this healing journey. You can support this podcast by purchasing a Kindle or paperback copy from Amazon. Or you can use the link that's posted in the description portion of this show. So getting back to the little bird metaphor, what are your observations about the little bird learning to live its life while having a piece of shell attached to its body? Using this metaphor, the bird becomes so comfortable with her extra burden, she doesn't even consider it abnormal in her natural way of life. She may fly as high as the other birds, but everything she does takes more energy, more focus than the other birds. There may be other birds sharing her frustration and her burden, but who wants to admit that they're still carrying part of their shell around, especially as an adult bird? Besides, for all this bird knows, all birds may be carrying a part of their shell. Or maybe all baby birds that were born in her nest found that they could not break free completely from their shell either. And this bird doesn't know that maybe the baby's mother is also carrying a piece of her shell. What the baby birds don't know is that they learn to live their life like their mother, keeping the shell attached whether they want it or not. There are more scenarios that I could create for this bird, but I want to ask you if you can think of other possibilities for the baby bird. Sometimes it is easier to see patterns in your life when you are able to use a metaphor, and in this case, write or dream about the bird's life, which brings me back to self-love. We all learn our subconscious behavior as a child. It is picked up in the very early years of our childhood. Even birds pick up their behaviors from the nest. They watch their mother fly into and out of the nest. They learn what to eat by what their mother brings them. Can you imagine what birds might eat if their mothers didn't bring them words or seeds? It is simply how life works. Rinse and repeat. A few weeks ago, I had this awareness about how I bring self-love into my life, and I want to share it with you. I realized, like all behaviors learned as a child, I was loving myself exactly how my parents loved me. There were adults in my childhood that I will forever have a very fond and loving memories of. I believe that those adults were the ones who taught me enough about self-love that on some level, I can identify with it. I can practice it. Like loving yourself enough to take a shower, to get sleep, to care about how you present yourself to the world. All of those things fall into the category of self-love. The core part of self-love, like worthiness, self-care, practicing boundaries, trusting yourself, are learned, or in many cases, not learned, through the home environment. I realized that like the bird, I was carrying a piece of shell that I thought was my fault because I wasn't smart enough or aware enough to see it or to know how to remove it. Since the mother bird raised the baby bird like herself, she assumed her baby bird was supposed to be carrying a piece of shell. She could see the baby bird shell. She could not see her own. So she used her power to ridicule the baby bird for not taking off the last piece of her shell. As an adult, it dawned on me that I was loving myself in the same harsh way I was loved as a child. That is where I learned to be mean to myself. That is how I learned about unworthiness. I didn't learn that I was entitled to things like self-care and boundaries only because I was alive. Human rights, if you will. How on earth would you expect our baby bird to not notice that the shell was weighing her down? No other bird told her, and no other bird put their loving wing around her and helped her to remove it. I have spent over half my life hating myself. I have spent the last 20 years trying to figure out why. I've learned to love, or in this case, hate myself, by actions that were inflicted on me almost daily as a child. It had nothing to do with me. I was simply the sponge doing what is instinctive for every child, to mimic that which we are taught as a child by our parents. I was doing exactly what the baby bird was doing, following the natural order of life. The bird was pecking itself out of the shell. I was absorbing the self-worth and self-love that I was being taught or treated as a child, or in my case, not being taught and not being treated, that I was full of self-worth and deserving of self-love. I was a lovable and capable child then. I still am. I will remain so till the day I die. That is the story I am rewriting for myself. That is how I am nurturing my self-love. This might be hard for some of you to understand. Like I shared, this took me over 20 years to notice how I was loving or hating myself based on what I was taught as an abused child. If I was raised in a different environment, I probably would have learned to value myself as a child. If the baby bird were born in another nest, it likely would have pecked off all of her shell. The true is same for you. If you are breathing, you are entitled to receive self-love and all the goodness that comes from it. There are no exceptions. Please contact me at susan@conversationsthatheal.com if I can support you on your healing journey. Please leave a comment on Blog Talk or iTunes to support Conversations That Heal in reaching more listeners who are in search of living a life full of peace and joy. Above all, remember, you are a lovable and a capable human being. Thank you for listening to Conversations That Heal.
Every so often, there's a reason to go to the movies. Book Club has four.
Hi, beautiful friends.
Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen.
I am not going to let us become those people who stop living before they stop living. Let me introduce you to Christian Grey.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Critics are calling Book Club hilarious.
Certainly sounds like us.
A four-star delight. The must-see comedy of the summer.
Happy reading, ladies.
Book Club, directed by Bill Holderman, in theaters this Friday. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
We only have 30 seconds to describe the newest specialty flavor in the Signature Crafted Recipes Collection by McDonald's, Garlic White Cheddar. It starts with crispy, juicy, and delicious buttermilk chicken, layered with a dramatic drizzle of delicious, delectably creamy garlic aioli, a crunchy medley of crispy garlic chips, topped with a slice of melty white cheddar cheese, finished with iceberg lettuce, and a juicy tomato slice all between a soft, warm artisan roll. Luckily, you can take all the time you need to savor it. And don't forget to make time to savor our other signature crafted recipes, pico guacamole and sweet barbecue bacon, at participating McDonald's for a limited time.